I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Nebraska will end its coronavirus emergency this week, even though rural parts of the state continue to lag larger cities in vaccinations. Governor Pete Ricketts says he will let the state's current virus emergency expire as scheduled on Wednesday, along with its remaining social distancing guidelines that were made mandatory earlier in the pandemic. Ricketts says he expects all schools to be open for in-person learning this fall without imposing any mask or vaccination requirements. His comments come as the number of viral-related hospitalizations dropped to 27 on Sunday after more than a month of declines. Nebraska continues to show a wide disparity in vaccination rates between urban and rural areas. A 20-year-old Northwest Iowa man accused of hiding in the backseat of a Nebraska woman's car and using zip ties, duct tape, and homemade chloroform to abduct her has pleaded not guilty to charges in the case. Zach Smith of Bronson entered the pleas today to third-degree kidnapping, false imprisonment, and assault with intent to commit sexual abuse. His bond has been set at $250,000. Sioux City police say the woman was reported missing on June 3rd, the morning after her car was found abandoned with her purse and cell phone inside. Police say the woman managed to escape from a storage shed on Smith's property while police were searching for her. And the former South Sioux City assistant football and basketball coach facing two separate cases of sexually assaulting teenage girls is pleading not guilty to a second set of charges. Siouxland News, CBS 14, Fox 44 reports 25-year-old Nathan Rogers pleaded not guilty in a written arraignment to several charges, including sexual assault of a child in the first degree. Rogers remains at the Dakota County Jail on a bond of $1.5 million. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.